This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, December 14th. God's word to you today is unquestionable. Our scripture reading is taken from Revelation 19, verse 10, from the Voice translation, which says, "Stop it. Don't you see? I am a servant like you and your brothers and sisters, all who hold fast to the testimony of Jesus. Address your worship to God, not to me. For the testimony about Jesus is essentially the prophetic spirit." It was prophesied that the Messiah would be forsaken by God. The prophecy is in Psalm 22, verse 1, which says, "My God, my God, why have you abandoned me? Why are you so far away when I groan for help?" This prophecy was fulfilled in Matthew 27, verse 46, which says, "At about 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, 'Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani,' which means, 'My God, my God, why have you abandoned me?'" The exact phrase. This is consistent with a lot of the prophecies we have seen so far. Precise, even to the sentences Jesus spoke. Amazing. I strongly believe that it takes more faith not to believe in Jesus than to actually believe in him. I'm sure you would agree with me sincerely that it truly takes more faith to be an atheist than to be a believer. It takes more faith to actually disregard all these accurate proofs that Jesus is in fact the Messiah. The relevance of this prophecy to us is, God never really turned his back on Jesus. It was our sins, the sins of the world, that created the wedge. Jesus felt disconnected from his source, and that was too much for him to bear. Are you able to bear being disconnected from God? If you cannot, then do not flirt with sin, because it disconnects us from God. You must also never judge your relationship with God or judge God's presence with you by your feelings. Does the Bible say that God is with you? Then God is, regardless of how you feel. Matthew 28 verse 20 says, "And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Another thing that is evident here is, there is a price to pay for that next level. Heaven yields to the highest bidder. Locate the price and pay it. With Jesus, God was not sentimental at all. Why do we think he will be sentimental with you? Pay the price, smell the coffee, stop complaining, and it will end in glory. Revelation 5 verse 12 from the New King James Version says, "Saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.'" The 25th prophecy that we will be looking at is, the Messiah would be the sacrifice for sin. The prophecy is in Isaiah 53, verses 5 to 12. Please read. The fulfillment of this prophecy is in Romans 5, verses 6 to 8, which says, "When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners." Seeking out the relevance is your homework. Search the word. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. To him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb. To him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb. Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. be blessings and glory and honor and power forever. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.